The book of Genesis, chapter number 45. I'm going to start in verse 16. I was going to start at the beginning, but here we have the story of Joseph. He has made himself known unto his brothers, and he is sending them home to get their father and the rest of the family and bring them back to Egypt. And I'd like to read beginning in verse number 16. It says, "And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph, brethren, are come, and it pleased Pharaoh well and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brethren, This do ye, lade your beast and go, get you into the land of Canaan. And take your father and your households and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded, this do you. Take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones, for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with the good things of Egypt, and 10 asses laden with corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, See that ye fall not out by the way." Let's go, Lord, in prayer. Father, thank you. We have the privilege tonight to enter this place. And Lord, I thank you tonight for the privilege to work one with another, to accomplish the work of God. Lord, we thank you for a willingness. We thank you for the desire. And Lord, I pray that as we go forward, that you would be honored and blessed and glorified in each of our lives. We ask tonight that you might instill in our hearts important truth. Bless, we pray, from your word. We ask this in our Savior's name. Amen. Please go ahead and be seated. I've written down some quotes. People always emphasize the negative. Why? No one puts up a sign, "Beware, nice dog." Makes you think, huh? End of quote. Another, "Every great achievement was once considered impossible. So think about that before you consider giving up." Another, "If you look for positive things in your life, you will find them." And another, "The greatest thing a man can do in this world is to make the most possible out of the stuff that he has been given. This is success, and there's no other." I like this. "Happiness is a journey, not a destination." But put it with this. "We may run, walk, stumble, drive, or fly, but let us never lose sight of the reason for the journey." As I think about those quotes, I think about, of course, the Scripture. This title came into my mind: "Enjoy the trip, but get to the destination." Enjoy the trip, but get to the destination. In 1979, we loaded up 2 cars and made our very first trek across Nebraska and eastern Colorado to Silver State Baptist Youth Camp. There were 12 of us in that trip. And we took 2 days. We left Sunday after church, drove to North Platte, went to church, spent the night in the church sleeping on the pews, got up the next day and drove on to camp. We did not know that most everybody got in camp on Sunday late, or in those days sometimes very early on Monday morning. We were the last ones there. I got to stay in the old boys' dorm. It used to be called the Brown Palace. We had a horrible rainstorm that week, and I found out the tin roof leaked right above my bed. And we had a great week. And from that time to this, I believe this year was probably my 31st year of going to Silver State Baptist Youth Camp. Most of those years, I dreaded the trip out. I would think of Western Nebraska, is there a worse place upon the face of the earth to travel? I would think going across Colorado, mile after mile of just some gentle rolling hills and nothing. And I would think to myself, boring, boring, boring. I hated the trip. I'll be honest with you, I hated the trip. And I looked at it as a necessary evil to get up there into those mountains and enjoy that fresh air and that mountain air and get with God's people for those 4 or 5 days. But somewhere along the line, I really don't know where, God did something in my heart. And I began to enjoy the trip as well as the destination. And I've come to the spot that I like traveling across Western Nebraska. I found out that those sandhills can be pretty. There is a beauty out there. And I found out that in the trip, there's people with me and we can talk. And sometimes, as I did this year, I took a couple of naps. Naps are good, amen? And we like naps. But the trip itself can be enjoyable. And we ought to enjoy the trip. You and I, we have a destination, do we not? If you're saved tonight, your destination is heaven. But there is a trip before we get there. And it would be good for us to enjoy the trip as well as the destination. I believe we have a choice in our life, as I made this morning, as to how we're going to look at it. I saw that trip as horrible. And I don't know where or how, but I changed my mind and began to see it as enjoyable. And it changed my whole perspective. It made all the camp experience come alive. I remember one year especially, it might have been the change of it, as we were going out to camp, it was before cell phones. And I'm not sure if we had walkie-talkies, I don't think so, but all of us somehow found some tablets in our car. And there were several that had driven, and so somebody would drive up alongside and they'd hold a sign up in the car. How many remember that? And and that was the time that we had this little commercial. And the commercial on the TV was, do you have any Gray's Poupon? And so I remember I wrote that on our sign and we drove up, and I remember distinctly it was my daughter and son-in-law, not Christy, but Andrea and Kurt, and I don't know who all they were with. And I put on the sign, do you have any Gray's Poupon? And we were driving along and just, I don't know, we were having fun for a change instead of, oh, this horrible trip. And as we were driving along, pretty soon they pulled up alongside of us. And Kurt has a little sign, and he has in his hand a diaper. And he says, here's your Gray's Poupon. It made the trip a little bit different. And from that time, and maybe before, I've enjoyed the trip. We ought to enjoy the trip, amen? But we ought not forget the destination. I look at our text tonight. I want you to look at the very last verse we read and look at the last phrase in verse number 24. Here we find that Joseph gives instruction to his brethren. And in this instruction, he says, see that ye fall not out by the way. Isn't that interesting? See that ye fall not out by the way. As I look at that, I think, first of all, Israel, Joseph's brethren, his dad, they had an official invitation, not only from Joseph, who was second in command, but from the commander-in-chief himself, the Pharaoh of the land of Egypt. And so they had an invitation. You and I have an invitation to heaven. Amen. That invitation is by the grace of God. It's provided for you and me, and we have nothing to do with it other than to accept it. And that's exactly what they had. That invitation, if you think about it, was sent via those who had witnessed the very presence of the Son. And those who have witnessed the presence of the Son of God, we have the invitation for others. Amen? But I want you to think about this. Not only did they have an invitation, but Joseph sent provision for the trip. We know tonight that God makes provisions for the trip. They're not always what we want, but they're what we need. God has always provided the needs. There's been times I've wanted steak and God gave me beans. Amen? But beans were better than nothing. Matter of fact, did you know beans have more protein than steak? And so God provided. I'm an ice creamaholic, but I remember for years I couldn't afford to buy ice cream. And for some reason, God gave me a taste for popcorn. And popcorn is, well, today you buy it in these little sacks and put it in the microwave and it costs a little more. But in those days, you just went and bought it in big bags and threw it in a pot and started letting it fly all over the kitchen. We actually had a hot air popper. Those you can sell on eBay as a antique. You know what's really awful? I could go on eBay and sell myself as an antique. But God made provision. And God gave me a desire for something that I didn't previously have a desire for. But God provides for the trip. And so all the provision was sent for them to make the trip. Promise was made to them of the destination. And He was telling them, hey, you come here, we will give you the best of the land. It is yours. You just come. Here's the provision. Here's the wagons. Here's stuff to make your trip with. Bring whatever you want to bring, but all you need is right here. Enjoy the trip. But He makes this comment. See that ye fall not out by the way. Caution is made that we will not make the trip into the destination. Caution is made that we not change that. Many times in our lives, we find ourselves ready to quit. And sometimes success is just around the corner. We must keep going until we get to the destination. Too many find it easier to stop along the way. I think that was Moses' concern for the 2.5 tribes as they get almost to the Jordan River and they say, we're going to stay over here. And he says, you're going to discourage your brethren. They said, no, we will go with you across Jordan, but then we'll come back over. And so they made it all the way. But brethren, we look at it and God is saying to you and I will provide for the trip. Enjoy the trip. But don't forget the destination. Keep on going for Him. Keep on laboring for Him. There yet that which needs to be accomplished. There's yet somebody that I can win to Christ. There's yet somebody I can talk to. And when I get done talking to them, they will put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is somebody that knows the Lord as their Savior that I have an opportunity to bring encouragement to their life or teach them something in their life. I have those opportunities still. And we have these things before us. And oftentimes, we get comfortable and we're ready to just stay in our comfortability. And He says, see that you fall not out by the way. Don't get comfortable in what I have given you and the supplies that are there. Remember the destination. we have a wonderful job to do. Amen. As we look forward to the rest of the summer, this fall, there are souls that need to be saved. Amen. There are folks who need to be reached with the gospel. There are little kids that need to be brought in and hear the wonderful news of Christ. There are moms and dads that need to hear about Jesus. And we have a responsibility to them. And how we need to understand, God's given us provision that we can make the trip all the way. Not get comfortable where we're at and sit down on the job, but keep on going for Him. Amen? Because there is that destination. Let's remember those words and take heed of that caution. See that you fall not out by the way. Father, tonight, thank you. Thank you for the privilege. It is ours to serve you who has never stopped. Lord, you could have stepped off the cross, but you stayed. Oh God, we thank you today that you loved us to the end. Lord, you love us in spite of ourselves even yet this day. Oh God, I pray you help us to just remember this caution. But oh God, we might enjoy the trip. Too often we don't. Too often we live in misery when we shouldn't. But oh God, that we might realize your great provision in our life. What you've given to us. Those round about us, the material blessings, all that which is there. Lord, I pray that you might just bless and work in our hearts in that. And oh God, that we might just keep on keeping on for you. Bless you folks tonight. Just work in their lives. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.